You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Busy night?
Oh, yeah, rather. And I lost a calf.
Oh, dear.
Which didn't help.
Did you get any sleep at all?
Oh, a couple of hours.
Oh, that takes me back.
What?
Remembering all the years Phil went through it.
Oh, well, some things never change, do they?
No. Anyway, here's your breakfast.
Oh, thanks, Mum. Mum, I just wanted to ask about the money for Kenton.
What about it?
Can you really afford... I mean... I wasn't expecting you to contribute at all.
I want to.
But you're being overgenerous.
David, Carol's been paying me rent all this time for Glebe Cottage.
Yeah, I know.
And the money's just sitting there. I only wish I could manage a bit more.
Yeah, but I feel rotten taking it.
Don't be silly.
When this whole situation's my fault.
You weren't responsible for the flood.
And I'm depriving you of your savings just when... Well, when we're pushing you out.
You're not pushing me out. I'm going of my own accord. Oh, which reminds me, I'm going over to Lower Loxley for lunch today.
Oh, do I smell bacon?
I'll put some more on.
Oh, thanks, Gran.
I was just telling your dad I should be out for lunch today.
Oh, so we'd better have a hearty breakfast.
So I've made you a beef casserole.
Oh, thanks, Gran.
Pop it in the oven for half an hour. And you'll need to cook yourself some beans.
I think we can manage that.
Plenty in the fridge. You picked them this morning. And there's a pie for pudding.
You didn't need to do all that, Mum.
And tell Josh I'll be home for tea. His birthday cake's in the pantry.
Isn't he going out with his mate?
Not till this evening.
To get legally drunk.
Very likely.
Pip, can I leave you in charge of this bacon?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Only I really need to get ready for church.
You carry on, Gran.
Thanks, love. I'll see you later.
Mm-hmm.
What? Adam said he'd be over about 10.
What?
To drill the wheat.
All right.
So I'd better get out of here sharpish and finish the cultivation. You okay?
What?
Bit knackered?
No, I mean, yeah, obviously, but...
What?
Well, I'm worried about your gran.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to leave.
I know. And Mum doesn't want her to go either.
Mum?
I mean, Granny Heather's going to need a lot of looking after, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
And on top of that, without Gran, Mum's going to be thrust back into the role of cook and housekeeper again.
We mustn't let that happen.
All she really wants to do is get back to being a farmer.
I know. I know she does.
Is it all right if I walk with you?
Yes, of course, Bert.
Oh, I'm just on my way over to Glebe Cottage.
So are you all ready for the flower and produce?
Ah, Mrs. Tregoran's marrow's coming on a treat.
Is that all you're entering from her garden?
Well, in the way of veg, yes.
Phil always did really well with beans at Glebe Cottage.
Oh, I tried a few French beans, but they're nothing to write home about.
What about flowers?
Has her own ideas about them, does Mrs. Tregoran? Though I said to her she should enter that rose.
Ah, the Albertine.
Ah, so on. Mass of blooms it is. Ooh, and her seed cake. Ooh, she bakes a lovely seed cake.
Yes. Talking of food, Bert, I'm going over to Lower Loxley for lunch today.
Well, that's nice.
But I've left a casserole and a pie.
Oh, I've already said to David I'll take myself down to the Bull for my Sunday dinner.
Oh, all right. But there'll be plenty if you change your mind.
I thought I'd get myself out of your hair for a while.
You're not in our hair, Bert.
Well, so you say, but I can't help feeling. Well, it just don't seem right you moving out to make room for Ruth's mum while I'm still in residence.
But I've got somewhere else to go. My children all live locally. So really, I'm spoilt for choice.
Problem?
No, just wondered how you're getting on.
Oh, fine. Yeah, Adam's pretty pleased with the tilth, and as you can see, he's making good progress.
He's sowing that new variety, he said.
Yeah,
Supposed to have better disease resistance.
Right.
Oh, I really should have got this done yesterday.
The cultivation?
Adam's going to catch up with me if I'm not careful.
Mm. Well, do you want me to see to afternoon milking?
Oh, no, no, it's okay.
You'll be lucky to get this finished.
Oh, you've got more than enough on your plate, Dad.
So have you.
You should put your feet up. You look exhausted.
I'll do the milking first.
You don't have to.
I insist.
Oh, okay. Oh, it would be a help. And then maybe I'll have time this evening to move my stuff over to Rickyard Cottage.
Oh, right.
Well, we haven't got long to get things ready for Granny Heather.
Yeah, I really must get that orthopaedic bed ordered.
So it makes sense for me to get my stuff out of the way.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Oh, and I was thinking, we never had time to decorate that room, my old room, before Gran moved in. Honestly, it could do with a coat of paint.
Could it?
Yeah, there's still marks on the wall where I have my Snow Patrol poster.
Snow Patrol? That was a while ago.
Exactly.
I haven't got time to do decorating.
But no, I wondered if maybe Bert would do it.
Oh.
Yeah, keep him busy, wouldn't it? Take his mind off things?
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
I'm not just a pretty face.
I wasn't expecting you just yet.
Sorry, am I too early?
I've only just this minute got back from church. I've packed a few things to bring over, if that's all right.
Yes, of course. Although I thought you weren't moving your clothes and things until next
week. No, but since you're here with an empty car, it's only a few bits and pieces.
OK. Oh, do you need a hand to carry them down?
No, there's only two bags.
Morning.
Oh, hello.
I'll be 5 minutes.
No hurry. Oh, you look terrible.
We're in the middle of carving.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, and with Mum and Pip moving out.
Pip's moving?
Yeah, she's going into Rickyard.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Mm, I suppose so. Actually, Elizabeth, I'm glad I've caught you. Mm-hmm. I was talking to Shula earlier, and we were thinking, if we could transfer half the money to Kenton tomorrow...
Oh, OK.
At least then they'll be able to make a start on the work soon.
Yeah, sure.
You're still all right, are you, with what you promised?
Yeah, I'm really sorry I can't offer more.
No, it's fine.
Well, I do feel a bit guilty letting you pick up the slack.
No, it's OK. I mean, you know, Shula and Mum are chipping in too. And it's just such a relief that Kenton's accepting it.
And even shook your hand.
Yeah. Yeah, that certainly took me by surprise.
Woodbine Cottage?
Yeah, you didn't know.
No, first I've heard.
Well, know that Christine's moved in with Peggy Woolley.
I knew that.
Yeah, but she don't want to sell Woodbine. Well, not yet, anyhow. So she were looking to rent it out, and she's offered it to our Fallon.
So she's moving in with her young man.
Couldn't afford it on her own, but Christine was dead chuffed she could let it to someone local. And of course, Fallon is desperate to stay in the village.
Young people these days, it's hard for them, isn't it, finding a decent place to live.
Yeah, she's really upset about losing the flat over the shop.
Oh, that's another calamity, isn't it? Mm. Losing the shop. Can you believe that Hazel Woolley?
Ooh, she's a piece of work, isn't she?
Her pa must be turning in his grave.
Still, at least we know the village hall is going to be saved.
Oh, I wouldn't count your chickens.
Ooh, but you've heard, surely, about that Justin Elliott paying to have it rebuilt.
Oh, I've heard, all right. But he's saying he wants to knock it down and start again, isn't he?
Yeah.
And stick his name on the front.
There's your pasty, Bert. That's a small price to pay, though, don't you think?
What?
Well, to have a brand spanking new hall?
No, he can't do that. It's a historic landmark, is that all?
Yeah. There's one or two people said that. But I don't know, it's no special to look at, is it?
Well, it's part of the Ambridge landscape, that is. He can't go pulling that down.
I told you, Mum, they're both thrilled. Mind you, it might just be that Freddie knows that once you've moved in, there'll always be cake in the tin.
Well, I should be very happy to make myself useful.
Are they going to manage at Brookfield without you?
That'd be fine. I've been giving Ben lessons.
Cooking lessons?
He's very good with stir fry.
I'm impressed.
And Pip can cook a few things.
Yeah, but she's moving out, David said.
Only across the yard. I'm sure she'll still eat with the family. Hope so, anyway.
Is there anything more for the dishwasher?
No, I think that's everything.
But in an ideal world, you'd like to be there to look after them all, wouldn't you?
Goodness me, I'm not indispensable. I'm sure they'll cope perfectly well.
Yeah, it's a wrench for you though, Mum.
It's going to be strange at first not being in Ambridge.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
I've lived there ever since I married your father.
It's only a few minutes in the car.
No distance at all. And I'm so lucky that you're here. And you've got the space to put me up.
We've got space, all right. I just hope you're not going to be spooked by the ghost of Nigel's mother.
Oh, don't worry about me, darling. I can deal with Julia.
So you'll be all right?
Of course I'll be all right. I'm sure I'll be very happy here with you and the children.
Shall I take your plate, Bert?
Yeah, thank you for that, Jolene.
Yeah, will that do you?
It was very nice.
Oh, shouldn't be too long now. We'll be able to lay on a proper Sunday lunch.
That pasty should keep me going till tea time. Now, I'd best be getting back to Mrs. Tregoran's garden.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello.
Hello, David.
Hiya.
Can I get you a drink?
Oh, no, thanks. No, just wanted a word, that's all.
Well, I must be on my way.
Oh, before you go, Bert, could I ask you a favour?
Ah, you can try.
Would you have time, towards the end of next week, to do a bit of painting?
Could do.
Only Mum's room, Pip's room, well, the room that's going to be for Ruth's mum, it could do with a bit of TLC. We'll pay you, of course.
No, you don't have to pay me. After all the hospitality I've had from you these past months, I reckons I owes you.
No, you don't owe us anything.
Well, them's my terms. I do it as a favour or not at all.
All right, well, that's very kind of you.
Right, that's settled. Now, I'll see you, Jolene.
Bye, Bert.
Bye.
Right, should I give Kenton a call?
No, it's okay. If you could just give him a message. I've spoken to Shula and Elizabeth and Mum, and we're going to transfer half the money tomorrow so you can get on with, you know, whatever it is you need to do.
Thanks, David.
And then the rest will be with you in a couple of weeks.
Oh, I've got to say, it's made all the difference.
What?
This loan. It's like Kenton's got his mojo back.
Right.
He's drawn up a list of contractors ready to phone first thing tomorrow. And he's having another look at that survey we did to see what our customers really want.
Oh, good.
He's starting to believe that we can do it. And so am I. We can make this work. We can make this pub a thriving business again.
Why are people so rude?
Eh?
The comments on the website about Justin Elliott.
Oh, that.
He's made this incredibly generous offer to rebuild the village hall, and people are calling him a megalomaniac and an empire builder.
Well, he does want his name plastered on the front.
Yeah, but he hasn't said that. I imagine there'd be a very discreet plaque somewhere.
Okay.
And even if he does want it in big letters, I mean, how else are we going to pay for the hall to be revamped?
Yeah, but people want it back the way it was.
Well, some of them do, but others don't.
Emma remembers Susan taking her there when she was a little kid to the mother and toddler group, and she's done the same thing for George and Kira.
Yeah, but surely young mums would appreciate a nice, modern kitchen and more space for the kids to run about.
Yeah, you'd think, wouldn't you? Anyway, must be off.
What you doing today?
Cultivating at home farm, but I need to check on the cattle first.
Well, if you see Oliver, ask him to give me a call. Yeah, I've left a couple of messages and I need to speak to him urgently.
That's it. Good girl.
How do you do that?
I have the magic touch.
Yeah, I know you do. Like your mum.
Of course.
Well, they've got to go, I'm afraid. But they're still in nice condition. Might get a few bob for them. Anyway, you'll be all right on your own, will you?
Yeah, of course I will.
If you could just take a look in the carving shed.
Sure.
It all looks pretty calm at the moment.
One of the Herefords looks like she's ready to drop her calf.
All right, well, I'll be back in a couple of hours.
She's taken herself off to the side of the field on her own.
Oh, and I need to go to the bank, transfer this money for Kenton.
Okay.
Careful with that one, it's a family heirloom.
What's going on?
Oh, hi.
Looks like you're moving out.
No, we... We just decided it'd be best to put some of our things into storage while we're away.
So, when you off?
At the weekend. Oh, in fact, we're having a little farewell party on Friday evening, and if you and Emma would like to come along, you'd be very welcome.
It's Grandad's birthday on Friday.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, we're all going down the pool.
Well, you do realise it's the opening match of the World Cup on Friday night.
Yeah, unfortunately.
England versus Fiji, so the pool is likely to be packed with rugby fans.
It'll just have to be a quick early evening drink, and then, well, I dare say Dad and Grandad will retire to the cider shed. But thanks for the invite. Oh, and before I forget, Neil says, can you give him a ring?
Oh, yes, I got his message. It's on my list of things to do.
Oh, if I don't see you before you go, have a great holiday.
Thanks, Ed. Bye.
See ya. Hello, Pip.
Ed, I've got a major carving problem and my dad's at the market. Can you come over?
All right, old thing. I'll soon sort you out. Oh, am I glad to see you.
How is she?
She's not good. She's been straining like this for a couple of hours and I decided I'd better have a look. And it turns out it's a posterior presentation.
Yeah, I can see the feet.
Well, it was only 1 foot to start with. Just managed to scoop the other one out.
Right, what do you want me to do?
If you could just try and calm it down a bit while I get the ropes attached.
Yeah, okay. All right. Oh, God. All right, we'll soon have you sorted.
Okay, now I'll just loop these onto the bar.
Do you want me to take one side?
No, I can manage.
You need to pull one leg at a time.
I know.
Sorry.
Okay, here we go. Yep, it's definitely moving.
All right. It's going to be over now.
We're nearly there. Yeah, no, I've got the hocks.
Oh, well done.
One more heave should do it.
Come on, old girl, one more big push, eh?
Right. Oh, that's it, the hindquarters are coming. Yeah, got the tail head. Now, Ed.
Okay.
Okay, you take one of the side.
Yeah, I got it.
Right, heave. Nearly there. One more. Two, three, and...
Brilliant.
It's just clear its lungs.
Yeah, the cord's still intact. It's a heifer.
Okay, just get the guns out. That's it. Now let's get you breathing.
There goes a bit of straw.
Cheers. Oh, thank heavens.
Oh, well done, Pip.
Oh, what a relief. Right, come on, the little heifer. Come round, say hello to your mum.
Oh, that was amazing.
Give you a good lick, clean you up a bit. Oh, that's it. There we are. Oh.
Well done.
I couldn't have done it without you, Ed.
Yeah, I just did the easy bit.
Oh, that last bit wasn't easy. I needed your muscles.
Anyway, result.
Yeah, result.
Afternoon.
Hello, Neil.
Leaves starting to fall already.
Autumn's definitely upon us.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's good to see the houses slowly coming back to life, isn't it?
Yeah. Tracy and the kids are moving back this week, you know, to number 6.
Oh, great.
George and Kira will be thrilled. Susan was only saying this morning it'll be grand to hear them all playing on the green together again.
You okay, Neil?
Hey? Oh, yeah, thank you. Yes, I'm fine. Susan and I have just been over to the vicarage. Dropped a few things off there.
Oh?
Yeah, Alan put out an appeal yesterday in the service, see, for the refugees.
Oh, yeah, right.
He's working with a charity, taking some stuff out to where it's needed.
Oh, that's great. Mm.
Yeah, Susan got very upset. Well, it's the children. Whatever the rights and wrongs of it.
It's very hard to watch the news, isn't it?
Yeah, your kids, you know, Kenton. Mm. You love them more than you're able to say, and... Oh, to think what it must be like.
Yes. Hey, tell me what Alan's collecting and Jolene and I'll contribute to, yeah?
Oh, I've got a leaflet you can have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, please. Oh, thanks. Yeah.
So, like you say, it is... Great to see the houses around the green coming back to life.
Yeah, all of them with a home to go back to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A It'll be good to see the pub back to normal too. You making progress?
Yeah, we are. The refurbishment is finally getting underway.
Oh, you've got the go-ahead, have you?
At last. Ah. Oh, and in the meantime, what are you doing on Thursday night?
Well, I don't know. Why?
Well, I'm organising a special rugby-themed quiz night to whet everyone's appetite for the World Cup.
And you'll be showing the England-Fiji game?
Yeah, on Friday, yeah. And serving a special Fijian cocktail so that we can drink to the plucky losers.
Oh, you reckon England's going to win, do you?
Yeah, of course we are. Hey, you and Susan should come along.
Yeah, we might just do that.
Yeah, that's been good to talk to you, Neil.
I can't believe it. I've never had that happen with a Hereford, and the one time I leave you to cope on your own...
Well, I did.
Ed said you were brilliant.
So was he. And we had a good dollop of luck.
Well done, both of you.
But look, one perfect heifer calf.
It's beautiful.
Such a relief, I can't tell you.
Yeah.
How was market?
It's fine. Not a bad price for the two calcars.
And the bank?
Yeah, it was okay. Just managed to scrape in under the overdraft limit. So we won't have to sell Ben into slavery.
I'm sorry, Dad.
What have you got to be sorry for?
If I hadn't have come home when I did...
What?
You wouldn't have had to pay for cancelling Matthew.
Oh. That was just a drop in the ocean.
It didn't help, though, did it?
Pip, look, if you hadn't been here, that little heifer wouldn't have survived. And the chances are her mum would have been dead too. So anything you think you owe, you've just paid it back in spades.
I'm sorry it took me so long to get back to you.
Oh, no, that's okay. Only I know you're going to be away next week.
Yeah, so I'll miss this meeting next Thursday.
Yes, I just thought since you're chair of the Village Hall Committee...
Oh, that's fine, Neil. It's my fault that we're jetting off to Italy.
Yeah, but you know about the offer from Justin Elliott?
Oh, yes. Doesn't seem to have gone down very well in the village.
Well, I thought it was very generous of him. I never imagined it'd be such a massive bone of contention, though.
There you go, gents. Two halves.
Oh, yeah, I'll get these.
Oh, well, thanks. No, I just had old Eric White collar me on the green.
There you go, Kenton.
Oh, cheers.
Apparently him and Moira met at a dance there in 1959 and he proposed to her underneath the stage.
Oh, what were they doing underneath the stage?
I didn't like to ask.
There you go. Your change.
Thanks.
But it's not just them. There's been a whole string of people telling me about their wedding receptions and their christening parties.
And all those village fetes, flower and produce shows.
Yeah, and pantomimes.
And WI meetings.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello. Hi, Ed. What are you doing here?
I reckon I've just earned a very large drink. But I'll settle for a bottle of lager, please, Kent.
Come in right up.
I've been helping Pip Archer carve one of the Herefords.
Hereford? Well, don't they usually...
They do it by themselves, yeah. But this was a posterior presentation.
Oh, my goodness.
Pretty nail-biting stuff.
But it was all right.
Largely due to Pip. She's a bit good with cows, that girl.
There you go, Ed.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Oh, cheers, Oliver.
Actually, I was going to call you about what you said earlier.
What did I say?
I think that's right, Kenton.
Oh, cheers.
About it being your granddad's birthday on Friday.
Oh, yes, of course it is. Yes.
I was telling Caroline how you won't even be able to have a leisurely drink here because of the rugby.
You can always sit in the garden.
Yes. But Caroline suggested that since we're having a little farewell party at Grey Gables, why don't Joe and the rest of you join us? Hmm?
Oh.
And we can make it his birthday party as well.
That's really kind of you. I'm sure Grandad will be dead chuffed.
Well, thanks for stealing my customers, Ollie.
I don't think you'll be short of punters on Friday night.
No, probably not.
Going back to the village hall...
Oh, sorry, have I interrupted something?
No, I just wanted to canvass Oliver's opinion.
Well, I think that you should take the money.
Yeah, so does Susan. Yeah,
and so does Jolene. You can't turn down an offer like that just because a few old codgers have a sentimental attachment to what is basically a ruin...
Well, it's not just a few, though.
Well, if you do have an open meeting next week, it'll give everyone a chance to say their piece, see just how widespread the objections are.
And then take the money. I would.
Would you?
Hmm.
I mean, what if Justin Elliott was offering to pay for the refurbishment of this place?
I'd accept like a shot.
Even though some people think it's tainted money? because of Justin's involvement in the road scheme?
It makes no difference. It's free money. And just because Justin Elliott's foolish enough to put up the dosh doesn't mean we have to like him, does it?
So the rennet's done its work, and as you can see, the milk's separated into curds and whey.
I meant to ask you about rennet. You said you use a vegetarian version.
That's right.
What's that made from?
Well, the most common one's a genetically modified organism.
Genetically modified?
But the one we use...
Didn't think that went down very well with your foodie customers at Ambridge Organics.
So we use the one that's made from a fungus. Anyway, the next stage of the process...
What sort of fungus?
Oh, gosh, there are three different ones. Not sure I can remember all the names. Rhizomucor something or other.
Right. Oh, well, suppose we can look it up afterwards. Anyway, the next stage...
Yeah, concentrating the curd. We have to cut it into smaller pieces.
And how do you know when it's ready?
Ready for what?
For this. And how do you know when it's solid enough for the cutter?
Well, it doesn't take very long. You can tell just by looking. And when you pull the cutter through, you can feel.
Let me have a go.
Okay.
Oh, sort of blancmange, isn't it?
Why do you want to know all this, Rob?
Hmm? Well, so that I can help you out.
But Borsetshire Blue's my cheese. It's quite a personal thing.
I know that, darling.
Well, yes, but...
With a new shop opening, I just think I should be prepared.
For what?
Well, in case you need me to lend a hand sometimes to shoulder a bit more of the burden.
Okay.
Well, if you don't want me to.
No. No, it's fine. It's fine.
So, how long do I have to keep doing this for?
Not long. For a blue cheese, you just cut it quite lightly.
Okay.
Let me.
No, am I doing it wrong?
No, only you need to cut across as well, to make it into chunks. Let me.
All right. Yeah, I've been thinking it might be best if I don't come to this family supper tonight.
What? Why not?
I just feel that one of us ought to stay home with Henry.
What? He can come with us.
Yeah, then your dad will be wanting to play boisterous games with him.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it's a school day tomorrow, and I honestly think it's best for him if we stick to a regular routine.
Yes,
bath,
but...
story, bed, just until he's properly settled.
But we thought, Tom and I, that since we're all going to be together, it's the perfect opportunity to talk about the farm shop.
Well, all the more reason why I shouldn't be there.
What?
It's your farm, it's your shop.
And yours.
Don't you think you've done that enough now?
What?
Chopping up the curds?
Oh, yes.
Lightly cut for blue cheese, isn't that what you said?
I really don't know what to do for the best.
About what?
The village shop.
Oh, Peggy.
I've got to do something.
What more can you do?
Oh, I don't know.
It's Hazel's property now. And with planning regulations these days, it seems to me people can get away with almost anything.
I just know in my heart of hearts that Jack wouldn't stand for it.
Here's your tea.
Oh, thank you. I think what I must do is go and have a chat with Mr. Kimberley.
Who?
My solicitor.
Oh, well, if you think it's worth it.
And then I'll talk to Hazel again.
Oh, if she'll talk to you.
It's a challenge, I know, Chris, but I simply won't be beaten.
Well, I don't envy you. Hazel is a difficult woman.
She is indeed.
Now, can I tempt you to one of these?
Oh, what are they?
Ginger biscuits for the flower and produce show. This is a first attempt, and I'm not sure they've turned out quite as I intended. The texture's crumbly rather than crisp.
Hmm. I see what you mean.
Maybe I should just have given them a bit longer in the oven.
The flavour is good. Very gingery. Very gingery indeed.
Oh, a bit much.
Possibly.
I used fresh ginger, and I really wasn't quite sure how much to put in. I think it's made them a bit soft.
Oh, the texture is certainly a bit...
It does stick to your teeth a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah. A little on the gluey side.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Never mind.
Oh, back to the drawing board, I think. Perhaps I'll just use ground ginger. That should ensure a crisper finish.
Why don't you just do some of your lovely scones?
Because that's what I always do, Peggy. I'm so predictable.
No.
This is a new challenge, and I won't be beaten.
There have been a lot of objections, haven't there?
Quite right, too.
Neil was a bit taken aback by how strongly some people feel about it.
It was still the village school when I was a lad. I'm sure Mum's got a photograph of me in my grey flannel shorts.
Lined up outside with the other village kids. Yeah, I've seen it.
Not that I'm remotely sentimental about my school days. But all the same, it's a landmark, isn't it? It's not hidden away. It's right there by the green. And if Justin Elliott wants to replace it with some modernist monstrosity...
Well, that's not what he said.
I bet it's what he's got in mind, though. Mm. And it'll look totally out of place. I mean, why can't he just rebuild it in the same style? A nice, solid brick building.
With his name on the front.
That really is monumental cheek, isn't it? The man doesn't even live in the village. Any decent person would pay for the rebuilding, but do it anonymously.
Oh, I don't think anonymous is Justin Elliott's style.
Evening.
Oh, hello, love.
On your own?
Great, so.
Oh, what's happened?
Rob sends his apologies. He's really sorry, but he thought... Well, we both thought Henry's still getting used to school and it's important we establish a routine for him. And it would have been a bit too much excitement for him coming over here.
But he comes over here all the time.
I know, but...
It's not as if we are strangers.
But you're right, Helen.
Rob just thought a quiet evening at home was probably for the best.
That's early days, isn't it? Mm. He's had less than a fortnight in school.
I was looking forward to seeing him.
Oh, it'll soon be the weekend, Tony. Now, would you like to make yourself useful and go and lay the table?
OK.
And open some wine.
I'll see what I can find.
All right, love.
Me? Yes, I'm fine.
You're looking rather pale.
Oh, a bit tired, that's all.
It's a shame Rob can't be here this evening, though.
I know. He's really sorry.
Particularly as he has... Well, from what you've told me, he has... rather different ideas about the shop.
About what we stock, yes.
So it would have been nice to hear his thoughts.
Yeah, because we can't just dismiss his opinions.
Oh, of course not, no. Although I have to say, I agree with you and Tom.
But Rob's point of view should be heard. I mean, it's perfectly valid.
Of course.
And who knows? He might be right.
He's getting a bit obsessed, is Johnny.
He's very keen, isn't he?
Since Rob's been coaching him, he's starting to get ideas.
Yeah, he was looking at an old county game online the other night and was very critical of the opening batsman's technique.
He's going out with Daisy tonight.
Daisy?
Isn't that the latest girlfriend?
I thought it was Maddie.
Oh, maybe. Anyway.
I can't keep track of Johnny's love life.
Whoever it is, I warned him not to bang on about cricket. Women don't generally find it that fascinating.
Sadly. Oh, it's great to see him so enthusiastic, though. Cheers.
Cheers, Dad. That's nice.
Yeah, and he did really well against Edgeley on Sunday.
Yeah, it was a massively confident innings, wasn't it?
I never thought we'd thrash them quite so convincingly. We're definitely in with a shout of winning the league.
I know.
If you told me at the beginning of the season...
Give you a bit of space, Dad.
Oh, sorry.
Just so I can put these down.
I'm supposed to be laying the table, aren't I? I'll pour you a glass of wine.
Oh, not for me, thanks, Dad.
You sure?
I'll stick to mint tea.
It's really nice.
Yes, proper French wine. None of your supermarket plonk.
Oh, I'm just a bit tired.
Are you?
And if I drink wine, I'm afraid I shall just slide gently under the table.
That woman, honestly.
Let me guess, you've been speaking to Hazel.
I'm trying to, but will she listen?
Oh, dear.
She's coming to Ambridge on Friday. So I suggested we might meet up.
Would you like a sherry?
Oh, no, she's far too busy with her designers and her contractors. Oh, yes, sherry, be lovely. Thank you.
OK.
I shall just have to ask Mr. Kimberley to write her one of those stiff solicitor's letters.
Oh, has he come up with something?
I've made an appointment to see him on Thursday. Oh, what's this music?
It's Florrie Ford. One of the songs I've chosen for the WI Centenary event tomorrow.
Oh, I can remember my mum singing this when I was a little girl.
Really?
Mm, what are these?
Oh, another attempt at ginger biscuits. I haven't tried them yet. They're only just out of the oven.
Oh, they look very nice.
Do have one. They're definitely not undercooked this time. Your sherry.
Oh, thank you.
Now, let's give these biscuits a go. Mmm.
Mmm. well. The texture is lovely. Nice and crisp.
I'm not sure about the flavour.
No. You can barely taste the ginger.
The recipe said 2 teaspoons.
There's a strange sort of aftertaste. Slightly musty.
It was actually your ginger, Peggy.
Oh, I didn't know I had any.
I couldn't find mine, so I borrowed yours.
I honestly can't remember the last time I used ground ginger in anything. So it's probably been sitting there for 20 years.
Oh.
I think maybe it's a little past its best.
Half term would be good.
Half term would be brilliant.
Hang on, hang on.
Just the right time to start taking Christmas orders.
Don't you think that's a bit optimistic?
We haven't even got planning permission through yet.
But as soon as we do...
Everything's ready to go. You've done such a brilliant job getting the plans drawn up.
And Rob's got the builders all lined up.
But if we can't give the builders a start date soon, they're going to get booked up with other work.
There's no point speculating about opening dates.
I know, but it would just make such a difference if we could open the shop before winter sets in.
Absolutely.
So, why don't we talk about the stock?
Does anyone want some more pudding?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, not for me. I'm completely stuffed.
Only Rob thinks we're rather heading in the wrong direction.
What?
By going down the, you know, locally sourced, ethically grown route.
Does he?
Why?
There you go, Tom.
He thinks...
Help yourself to cream.
Thanks.
He thinks we may lose a whole swathe of potential customers unless we lower our sights a bit.
Lower our sights?
Stock some national brands and things like... Well, we did very well with food supplements at Ambridge Organics.
But this is different. It's a farm shop.
I know. I'm just telling you what Rob thinks. That perhaps we're in danger of being elitist.
Elitist?
Well, you know, being too exclusive.
Right. Well, it's a fair point, I suppose.
Is it?
But this isn't really Rob's area of expertise, is it? Things are moving fast in retail. I mean, even motorway services are opening up local food shops these days.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? And you can't get more inclusive than a motorway services.
Absolutely. And I reckon what Rob's proposing is a quite unnecessary compromise of our vision for the place.
Well, it's important that you and Helen stick to your vision.
I agree.
OK. Well, I'll tell Rob that he's been outvoted then.
Sashes.
Ooh, Clary.
Susan will bring the rest down later.
They're beautiful.
Who's going to be wearing these?
Well, they're mainly for those who won't be in full costume.
Right.
All the committee and WI regulars will be in Edwardian outfits, of course.
Oh, do we have to?
Not if you don't want to.
It's the corsets that worry me.
I don't think corsets are obligatory.
Anyway, I'll come down early this evening and help serve the food. I'm really sorry I ain't been able to make anything.
You've contributed more than enough with these sashes, Clary.
But I know Susan and Emma have done a huge pot of Buff something or other.
Buff a la mode?
Yeah, that's the one. And Nick's had a go at the barley bread. Turned out really well.
Good for her. I'm glad we've got some younger people coming. Only I talked Pip into it and I was a bit afraid she'd be the only one.
Oh no, there's quite a few. Helen's coming.
Oh, is she?
And Caroline Sterling will be there.
You count Caroline as a younger woman, do you?
Well, she's a year younger than me. No, I was just... chatting to her this morning. They've done the nicest thing, her and Oliver.
Have they?
You know it's Joe's birthday Friday.
I never forget Joe's birthday because it's the same day
as David's. Yeah, of course it is. Anyway, we were all going for a drink at the Bull, but they're showing the rugby that night. So Caroline and Oliver have invited us all to share in their farewell do at Grey Gables.
Oh, that's nice.
It is, isn't it? Although, to be honest, I think they were worried Eddie had end up throwing one of his impromptu parties.
Oh, dear.
So they decided to get in there first.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello, Jenny.
Hello. I'm rather running out of space in my kitchen, so... Oh, I've brought this first batch down here. Oh, there are cooked sausages and...
What, fish sausages?
No. I drew the line of fish sausages. And there's some of the salad stuff.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, look at the time. I must be getting back to work.
All right, Clary.
I'll see you this evening.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, it sounds as if we're going to have a really good turnout.
Yeah, hope we'll have enough food.
The only person I'm still not sure about is Carol. She said she'd try and come along tonight, but she's expecting a visitor.
Oh, one of our children?
No, some old friend from Bristol, Hester, recently widowed. But she and her husband used to be close neighbours of John and Carol.
Oh, so this Hester knew John, did she?
They made up a four at bridge.
Oh, did they? Oh, how interesting.
Just thought your mum was a little more open-minded.
She didn't dismiss your ideas out of hand.
Really?
Honestly, darling.
But the decision was unanimous.
Well, yes, pretty much.
I see.
Well, it's not really a surprise, is it? I mean, organics have been Mum and Dad's guiding principle for the past 30 years.
I thought they were supposed to have retired.
Well, yes.
And we're leaving all these decisions to you and Tom.
They have. They did. But Mum and Dad were both very happy with what we decided.
I should have been there, shouldn't I?
Well, I'm sorry if you think I didn't get your ideas across.
No, darling.
I did my best.
I'm sure you did. I'm not blaming you at all. I'm sure you put forward my arguments just as cogently as ever I could.
But you think we came to the wrong conclusion?
It's your shop.
Well, you keep saying that, but it's like you don't trust me to run it.
Oh, you don't think that, do you? Of course I trust you. You've got much more experience of retail than I have. Oh, look, there's Emma.
Where?
Over there, she's waving.
Hiya! She says Kira's settled into school really well.
Henry will be fine, don't worry.
Look, here they come.
It was the right thing for me to do, staying home with him last night. He's got to be our first priority.
Yes, of course he has.
He was much more chirpy this morning, wasn't he? Really looking forward to school.
Oh, look, there he is. Henry, over here, darling.
Good heavens, what's all this?
It's food for tonight.
Feeding the 5,000.
The WI celebration.
Oh, Lord, I'd forgotten all about that. You're not still expecting me to come, are you?
Oh, you can't chicken out now.
Aren't I?
Well, you promised Mum.
Anyway, it'll be fun.
And do you want to know a very interesting piece of news?
About Phoebe's open day, you've already told
no,
me.
No, no, not that.
Several times.
No. Carol Tregaron's neighbour from Bristol's coming to stay.
And that should interest me. Why?
Hester and her husband used to play bridge with Carol and John.
Oh, fascinating.
Which means she must have known John pretty well, so I'm going to try and get to talk to her.
Oh, Jenny, not that again.
What?
All this nonsense about John Tregoran's paranoid ramblings.
Who says they were paranoid?
You are never going to be able to prove anything.
Well, I'm not giving up, Lillian. And it may very well be that this Hester can throw some light on the matter. Now, look, will you help me carry this lot out to the car?
You're going to have to dress up in Edwardian costume.
I'm not, no. It's just the regular members who are serving the food and doing the presentation. I shall probably have to wear a sash.
What sort of sash?
Suffragette sash. Purple, green and white.
What's that got to do with the WI?
The Votes for Women. Lots of the early members were active in the suffrage movement.
Well, Henry and I are going for a nice run around in the country park. Are you sure you wouldn't rather come with us?
Oh, I'd love to, Rob, but I promised Emma I'll go to this thing.
So you're friends with Emma again now, are you?
What?
She's forgiven you for getting married behind her back.
That.
Depriving her of her starring role as maid of honour.
Ancient history, darling. I'll see you later. Okay? Bye.
I love these old photographs. Just look at this one, straight out of Brief Encounter.
That's inside the village hall, isn't it?
Oh, is that Gran?
Yes.
Good Lord, so it is.
Serving teas for the fete.
Just like we still do.
It's a while since we used the village hall, though.
When was that taken?
You see that little girl with the hair implants?
Uh-huh.
That's Chris.
Oh, is it really?
And she looks about 7 or 8.
Oh.
So that must have been the late 1930s.
Not the most stylish era, fashion-wise.
We're still wearing those crossover pinnies in the 50s.
I have to say, Jill, you make a very convincing Edwardian lady.
Thank you.
I should be glad to get back in my own clothes.
The blouse is a bit constricting, isn't it? How they ever got anything done?
Servants.
Oh, life's so much easier since the invention of Lycra, isn't it?
I'd take servants over Lycra any day.
That photo there, is that the village shop?
Yeah. That was when Polly Perks ran it, so late 60s.
Oh, so depressing, isn't it?
All these village landmarks threatened with closure or demolition.
At least the pub will soon be refurbished.
And Mum's consulting her solicitor about the shop.
Does she really think there's a chance it can be saved?
I wouldn't put money on it, not when Hazel Woolley is involved.
Ah, it looks as though the food is all ready.
Oh, I said I'd give my audition up.
Ladies, please, take your seats. Supper is about to be served.
I think it's rather nice. Like a sort of heavy-duty wholemeal bread. Oh, sorry, that's mine. Rob? Something wrong?
No, not really.
What do you mean, not really?
How long are you going to be?
Well, I don't know, another hour at least.
Oh.
Why? What's the matter?
Well, it's nothing serious. It's just Henry fell over and grazed his knee.
Badly?
No. It's just a scratch, but he tore his new school trousers and he's afraid you'll be cross.
Oh, of course I won't.
I know you won't, but he's a bit upset.
Oh, dear.
I don't want to ruin your evening, but...
You think I should come home?
Would you mind?
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm on my way.
And in more recent years, the WI has campaigned on such issues as fair trade, climate change, and close to our hearts here in Ambridge, a fair deal for dairy farmers. Not to mention the plight of the honeybee. But behind all these campaigns has always been that conviction so eloquently expressed back in 1915 that women's rights are equal to those of men.
We're still not allowed to join the Garrick Club.
There are still too many areas of life where men stubbornly maintain their dominance.
And then men would probably insist on joining the WI.
Oh, Lillian.
Men are welcome at any of our meetings.
Oh, no, they just put their feet up and demand cups of tea.
But membership is restricted to women.
Is that legal?
Oh, Lillian.
We're an educational charity, so yes, it's legal. And what started as a handful of women back in 1915 now boasts 212,000 members made up of 6,600 branches, one of which was started back in 1927 by, amongst other people, my mother-in-law, Doris Archer.
Helen was telling me earlier. Where's she gone? She snuck off before the speeches got going.
And it makes me very proud to be following in her footsteps.
I hope there's nothing wrong.
And I'm delighted...
Search me, darling.
...that one of my granddaughters, Pip, is
probably
here
just
tonight,
making a run for it while she had the chance.
WI firmly into the 21st century.
It's been a very entertaining evening. Would have been even better if they'd served gin instead of tea.
But 21st century or not, we can't let this occasion pass without honouring that very WI tradition of singing Jerusalem. Thank you, Patrick.
Asleep?
Yes, he's fine. He was telling me what a lovely time you had playing hide and seek in the country park.
Yeah, it was fun.
And he said although he did fall over and graze his knee, he didn't cry.
And he tried very hard not to.
Right. So he wasn't really upset?
Of course he was.
I just...
Are you annoyed that I dragged you away from your night out with the girls?
No, of course not. Only... Well... Henry loves you.
You think he does?
Of course he does. And you're just as good with him as I am.
I hope so. I love him very much. I've been thinking...
Mm-hmm.
Now that we're married, I want us to be a proper family.
But...
Especially when we start planning for a new baby.
We're a proper family now, aren't we?
Well, we've seen this past week or so that Henry's not the most self-confident little boy, and... I think it'd give him that little bit of extra assurance if I was his real daddy.
You are his real daddy.
You've taken my name, but he hasn't.
I know, but...
So, don't you think it'd make sense if I were to adopt Henry? Then he really would be mine too.
You looked as if you'd stepped straight out of Downton Abbey.
I felt like a trussed chicken.
I think you should dress like that all the time.
Oh, no fear.
Leg of mutton sleeves and a great big hat.
You can't lift your arms. I had to get Shula to pin my hat in place and I kept tripping over the skirt.
Well, you pulled it off with great panache. It was a good evening.
You enjoyed it, did you?
Very much.
You see, the WI's not so stuffy after all. Anyway, what are you all dressed up for?
I'm not dressed up.
You're not wearing your overalls.
Oh, now I see. I'm going over to the orangery.
What for?
With Rex.
Oh, for a meal?
No, I've fixed up a meeting with Auntie Elizabeth about the geese.
Hasn't Rex spoken to Elizabeth about that before?
Well, yes, but he asked me to have a word because... Oh, well, you know, sales aren't going too well.
Aren't they?
And at Christmas, Auntie Elizabeth really goes in for that traditional Victorian vibe, doesn't she? With Deck the Hall and everything.
Yes, she does.
So Goose and Lower Loxley seem to me like a perfect fit.
But...
What?
Nothing. I just thought Elizabeth might have reservations about doing business with Rex and Toby.
You mean because of that thing with their dad?
Oh, you know about that, do you?
Ancient history, Gran.
Doesn't seem that long ago to me.
It was before I was even born. Before Rex was even born.
Mm, yes.
And Auntie Elizabeth can hardly blame him for his dad being a bit of a player.
No, I suppose not.
Oh, that'll be him now. Oh, yeah.
I've been knocking on the door of Rickyard.
Oh, sorry.
I thought you'd moved in on her.
No, I have. Come in a sec.
She still comes over here to be fed, don't you, Pip?
Morning, Mrs. Archer.
Morning.
Haven't had time to get my kitchen stocked yet. Wow. Anyway, how are you? Got your sales pitch all polished?
I'm rather dreading this after the last time I met Elizabeth.
Was she such a gorgon?
No, not at all.
Now, where'd I put my bag?
Just, you know, politely uninterested.
Ah, there it is.
Well, you must have done something right if she's giving you a second chance.
Ah, that's all down to Pip's powers of persuasion.
Oh, nonsense. But why?
Don't ask me.
Why doesn't she just bake some scones like she always does?
She's decided she needs a new challenge, which unfortunately is turning out to be rather more challenging than she anticipated.
What's so difficult about ginger biscuits?
Oh, I don't know, but this is her fourth attempt.
Oh.
And I wouldn't recommend them, not if you value your crowns.
So why is she giving them to me?
Rory will probably eat them, won't he?
Yeah, I wouldn't bank on it. He'll be a bit picky about his food. Anyway, he won't be home till half term.
I expect they'll last.
And I'm perfectly capable of making my own ginger biscuits.
So put them in the bin. I think Chris was simply embarrassed about wasting so many ingredients.
Fourth attempt? Well, I'm not surprised. Anyway, in you get.
You know where we're going?
Yeah, to see your solicitor.
But you know where that is?
I've driven you there before, Mum, on more than one occasion.
So when is she arriving?
3 o'clock at Hollerton Junction. At least I hope so.
Aren't you sure?
Well, she was supposed to come yesterday, which was why I thought I'd miss your WI celebration, which I enjoyed enormously, by the way. I wasn't expecting to.
I know you weren't.
Now, I think this is a double sheet. Yes, this should do.
Why did Hester change her plans?
She forgot.
Oh.
She's a very dear friend, and I'm very fond of her, but she is getting rather absent-minded in her old age.
Aren't we all?
I rang her last night to remind her about today's train time, and she asked me how Richard was getting on in his new job.
You, Richard?
Yes. And I said, Richard hasn't got a new job. He's been working for the same company for about 10 years now. But she was quite convinced he'd only started a matter of months ago.
I know how she feels.
Now, pillowcases. One for you.
I had a similar conversation with Pip this morning.
Oh, yes?
About Elizabeth and Robin Fairbrother.
Oh, dear.
She pointed out to me that it happened long before she was even born.
But to you, it seems like yesterday.
Yes. And it was the same last week, when you reminded me that it was 60 years since Grace had died. But she's felt so very present ever since those boys moved into Hollertree.
But remember, you're the lucky one, Jill.
Oh, I know.
She died so young.
And if she hadn't, I wouldn't have had all those wonderful years with Phil or any of my children.
Or grandchildren.
I don't know why. I can't get her out of my head.
Right. Duvet.
Oh, that's a pretty cover.
Yes, it is rather charming, isn't it? Now, corner for you. One for me. Ready?
Perhaps it's the move that's knocked me off balance.
That's probably what it is.
And the closer it gets, the more I hate the idea.
Has anyone noticed yet?
What?
How unhappy you are about moving.
Oh, I hope not. The last thing I want is for them to know how much I'm dreading it.
Well, you know my opinion. Let's give it a shake. When you get to our age, I think you've earned the right to be a little selfish and say no to things you don't want to do.
But I'm doing it for Heather.
Who doesn't share your feelings about Brookfield.
No, she doesn't.
And would probably be horrified if she knew what it's costing you to leave.
It's her or me, Carol. And at least I have somewhere else to go.
So you think I'm wasting my time?
Hazel has the law on her side.
It is obvious to everyone that she's overstepping the mark.
She's perfectly at liberty to close the shop and do what she likes with the building.
Jack would never have stood for it.
Jack left her the property?
Yes. But as you very well know, he had a somewhat optimistic view of Hazel's better nature.
Does she have a better nature?
But what I'm hoping is that Mr. Kimberley can unearth some legal loophole that'll prevent her getting the change of use.
Right, well, fingers crossed.
Indeed.
Oh, what an idiot! Trying to overtake here.
Oh, the traffic is dreadful, isn't it?
By the way, Mum, do you know about this friend of Carol Tregoran's who's coming to visit?
Yes, why?
Oh, it's just that Jill mentioned her. Hester, isn't it?
I'm going round for coffee tomorrow morning.
Oh, to meet her?
Yes.
Oh.
Why?
Oh, I'd really like to meet her. She was their neighbour, wasn't she? So she'd have known John.
So?
Well, you know he left me that very, very generous bequest, Mum, years after I'd even spoken to him. So I'm just curious to know about his later years.
Jennifer.
What?
Sometimes it's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Now, it's the next turning on the left.
There you go. One cappuccino and one blueberry muffin.
Gosh, that's enormous.
A very small recompense for your invaluable help.
Oh, I didn't do anything.
Yes, you did. I usually leave this side of things to Toby. He's the salesman and he can talk the talk.
Oh, you did really well.
Yeah, only because you were there to prompt me.
Oh, whatever. It worked, didn't it?
Elizabeth was completely different.
Was she?
Yeah, last time she was sort of cool with me. And I knew from the moment I opened my mouth she wasn't keen, which made me even more nervous.
Oh, she was okay today, though, wasn't she?
Oh, lovely. Really warm and friendly.
And she's going to place an order.
Well, she didn't actually commit herself.
Oh, as good as.
She said she had to consult with her staff.
Yeah.
Just to see where they might fit goose into their seasonal menus.
That just means Hugh.
Who's Hugh?
The chef in here. And he's a sweetheart. I worked for him when I was a student.
Did you?
I was a waitress.
In here?
My first ever job off the farm. Anyway, the point about Hugh is, he'd never admit it, but essentially, he does what Elizabeth tells him.
Oh, so if she says she wants goose on the menu...
Yep, that's what'll happen.
Oh, I hope so.
Believe me, it will. Now, I'm not sure I can eat this entire muffin. It's absolutely huge. Do you want to share it?
Yeah, okay. Oh, excuse me. Ah, Riedel's. Wonder what they want.
Maybe they've thought better of it, and they're going to put your goose in all their restaurants.
Ah, that would really make my day. Oh, no.
What?
Having consulted with our chefs, we've decided to trial goose on the menu of only our Felpisham restaurant.
But they were going to do two, weren't they?
So they cut the order in half.
Oh, that's really mean.
Just when I was thinking we might actually make a go of this business.
No, all is not lost, Rex.
At this rate, we're going to be lucky to shift a couple of dozen birds.
You've got ages, yeah.
Why on earth did Toby have to go and buy so many? We're going to find ourselves on the 26th of December with 200 unsold, fully grown geese.
No, you won't. You'll get a lovely big order from Lower Loxley, and it's the South Borsetshire Food Fair at the weekend. You're bound to pick up stacks stacks of orders there.
I wish I could believe that.
And how's Ruth getting on?
She's been busy sorting out Heather's house to sell, making endless trips to charity shops and getting some of the rooms repainted.
Poor thing. It's a lot to manage on her own.
Yes, it is.
So she won't be home for David's birthday?
No. He's decided he doesn't want any sort of celebration this year.
Well, I'm allowed to send him a card.
Of course. Anyway, I'll see you in the morning.
Yes, and thank you so much for your help. Who's that?
Jenny. And Peggy, by the looks of things.
Do you want a lift, Jill?
No, I walk, thanks. I could do with the exercise.
Where have you been?
To see my solicitor about the village shop. Any joy? Well, he's come up with one idea, but I can't say I'm very optimistic about it changing Hazel's mind. What are you doing?
I just want a quick word with Carol.
With me?
Oh, Jennifer.
Mum tells me that you're expecting a visitor, an old friend from Bristol.
Yes, I am.
Only I was thinking of organising a little tea party at Home Farm next week, just for the neighbours. And I wondered if you and your friend would like to come.
Oh, that's awfully kind of you, but I really don't think it'll be possible.
Well, why not?
Well, she's only here for a short visit, and I've got heaps of outings already planned.
Oh, well, if you do find yourselves at a loose end at any time...
I think that's unlikely.
Well, just give me a call.
But you're bringing Hester to the Flower and Produce on Sunday, aren't you?
Oh, yes. She particularly wants to see that.
Oh, well, I shall see you there, then.
So what's your next move, Peggy? You're going to speak to Hazel? I shall try. But she's made it abundantly clear she has no wish to speak to me.
Oh, dear.
So I'm afraid that my chances of success are not looking good.
The wedding on the 10th of October. They still haven't confirmed their menu.
Yeah, I know. Ian was on at me about that. I'll chase them.
All right. Oh, and you heard about Paula's mum.
So she's on compassionate leave. Any idea how long?
Oh, you'll just have to play it by ear. And you know about the health club manager's job?
Yeah, the advert went online last week.
Yeah, that's right. We've had a few applications in already.
Oh, great. So Kathy and I will do the interviews in a couple of weeks and, well, might be somebody in post by the time you get back.
Can I come in?
Oh, yeah. I think we're done.
Yeah.
Oh, Roy. I've just been chatting to your dad.
Oh, is he still here? He's supposed to be going home this morning.
He told me the milk run's finally been sold.
Yeah, pretty much. They're still quibbling over the small print, but looks like it'll go through this time.
So we won't be seeing so much of him in future.
Well, wouldn't put me money on that.
Oh, does he not like Birmingham?
Well, I don't think it's city life that's the problem. He's just really not ready to retire. He needs to find something to fill his days.
Well, if he's still around this evening, bring him along to the party.
Oh, that's very kind, but don't think Vicky will be best pleased if Dad spends another night away from home.
Oh, look at that, Bartleby. Marchie going up. Oh, hang on. Look who's here. Oh. Good boy. Good boy.
Hello, Joe.
Afternoon, Mrs.
And a happy birthday.
Ah, that's kind of you to remember.
It's good to know that one of my contemporaries has made it safely through another year.
Oh, I don't know about contemporary. You're a spring chicken compared to me.
It's nice to see the marquee going up, isn't it? Ready for the Flower and Produce show.
Yeah. You want to live somewhere?
No, thank you, Joe. I'm on a mission.
Oh, what sort of mission?
Ah, well, you see that big car, the one with the tinted windows?
It looks like a gangster's car, that does.
It belongs to Hazel.
Oh, that figures.
Who is, I believe, currently inside the village shop, planning how she's going to remodel it as palatial apartments.
Oh, she's got a nerve, that one.
So my intention is to confront her and persuade her to change her mind.
Oh, you want me to come with you?
No, Joe, I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, you need a bit of muscle to back you up. Oh,
Tom's waiting in his car over there.
Oh, right.
So if muscle is required, I'll call on him. But I think I stand more chance of success if it's just me.
Well, good luck, Mrs.
Thank you, Joe. Well, here goes.
Hello? Just coming. You found the place all right, then? Oh,
to you.
Good afternoon, Hazel.
I thought you were my kitchen designer.
Sorry to disappoint.
What are you doing here?
Hoping to talk to you.
If it's about this place...
Yes, it is.
There is nothing more to be said.
I disagree. I think you've been a little hasty deciding to do away with the shop.
Yes, I know.
And I don't believe you realise the disastrous impact it's going to have on the village.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
You've been depriving this community of an absolutely essential asset.
We've been through all of this.
And you must know that Jack would never have approved of what you're doing.
May I remind you that Daddy was first and foremost a businessman?
No. First and foremost, he was a big-hearted man who cared about his community. And he left the shop to you, I'm quite convinced, in the expectation that you would support it and keep it going.
Well, I'm not convinced. Not at all. This place ceased to be a going concern years ago.
And was rescued by the people of this village for the benefit of their neighbours who can't shop online or get to the supermarket.
Sorry, Peggy.
It's a lifeline for
many
of them.
You're wasting your breath.
I've taken legal advice, Hazel.
So have I.
And I've been told that you are bound by law to honour the 10-year lease that's already in place.
That's what you've been told, is it?
And you must know that the local community will fight you tooth and nail if you try to renege on it.
Going to take me to court, are they?
If necessary.
And who's going to pay the lawyer's fees?
Hazel, think of Jack.
I do think of him. Not a day goes past that I don't remember him fondly and mourn his passing.
So do you really?
And thank him for leaving me such a useful legacy.
The shop was his legacy. Do you honestly want to be remembered as the person who did away with one of the great benefits he bequeathed to this village?
Look, Peggy.
The person who alienated all Jack's friends and neighbours. Do you think he'd be proud of you?
I think you've said quite enough.
Will you be able to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am proud of the distress and unpleasantness I have caused in Ambridge?
Yes, yes. All right.
At least say you'll consider what I've said.
Here you are, Joe. I've been looking all over.
Oh, just checking on me tomatoes. You know what can happen just before the flower and produce?
What can happen?
Sabotage.
Oh, come on, Joe.
Oh, has been known. I've caught Bert Fry creeping up on me onions before now. Oh,
poor Bert, he's got nothing to enter this year.
Yeah, well, and these
he's barely started getting his garden back together.
Yeah, they're going to take a lot of beating. You have a taste.
Oh, yeah, don't go picking them.
Yeah, just a little one, here. There you go.
No, really, Joe, I'm fine, thanks.
Oh, well, suit yourself. Yeah. Mm. Oh. Don't reckon I've ever grown such a fine crop.
Well, let's hope the judges see it that way on Sunday. Well, now, come on. You've got to get yourself cleaned up for this evening.
We're only going to the Bull.
Oh, no, we're not. Change of plan.
See?
Got to put your good suit on.
What for?
Caroline and Oliver have invited us to join them in the bar at Grey Gables.
Oh, we can't afford their prices.
It's a party, Joe. They're saying goodbye to everyone before they swan off to Italy. And they want it to be your birthday party, too.
Who's paying?
They are.
Oh, right.
So, worth getting dressed up for?
Well, I always said he had an heart of gold, Oliver Sterling.
Oh, when did you say that?
Young Caroline, she's a treasure, that one.
And, of course, we're not that far from Florence.
Oh, Susan's always fancied going there.
Oh, it is glorious.
And apart from all the art and architecture, it has two wonderful opera houses.
Oh, yes.
You won't want to come back.
Well, I am definitely not coming back until the builders are out of Grange Farm once and for all.
Although I do feel a bit guilty about deserting you all.
Oh, don't worry about this place.
No, it's not Grey Gables that concerns me, Roy. It's the rest of the village. There are so many battles to be fought at the moment. I'm really sorry I shall miss the village hall meeting on Thursday.
Don't worry. All the world and his wife are going to be there by the sound of things. Everybody seems to have an opinion.
Yeah. It's astonishing, isn't it, that so unprepossessing a building should arouse such strong feelings.
Well, it's not the bricks and mortar, it's the memories they hold.
Indeed.
Oh, look,
Here he is at last. The birthday boy.
Joe, my dear chap.
Oh, sorry, we're so late.
Many happy returns.
Yes, happy birthday, Joe.
Oh, very much.
He went walkabout. I couldn't find him anywhere.
Now, what'll you have to drink? A beer? Cider?
Oh, there's cider here in the patch on Grundy cider.
I'm sure you're right, Joe. Yeah,
well, I'll have beer.
Righto. How about you, Clary?
Could I have a white wine, please?
Of course you can.
I'll get them.
Thanks, Roy.
So, where were you hiding, Joe?
Oh, I wasn't hiding. I was just tending me tomatoes.
You've been growing tomatoes?
For the flowering produce.
Where?
Up at Keeper's Cottage.
I've got to say, our tomatoes haven't done very well this year.
Oh, you want to know my secret? Oh,
but Susan says you're entering loads of stuff on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, quite a lot of vegetables, beans and courgettes and carrots.
You didn't get flooded, did you?
No, exactly. So, for once, we might stand a chance of winning something.
I'm sorry we'll miss the flower and produce show.
Oh, there'll be another one along next year?
Yes, but will there be a village hall when we come back?
Or indeed a village shop.
Oh, I met Peggy Woolley this afternoon on her way to have a showdown with that Hazel woman.
Oh, I thought I saw her car earlier. Huge, great black thing.
She was measuring up in the shop and Peggy Woolley went in and collared her.
Oh, what happened?
Left with a flea in her ear, didn't she?
Hazel did?
No, Peggy Woolley.
Oh, no.
Looked proper downcast when she come out, she did.
Oh, dear. I wish there was something we could do.
I offered to let the tyres down on Hazel Woolley's car.
Oh, Joe, honestly.
She didn't need that at all.
Well, I'm afraid money is the only thing that talks for that woman.
There you go, Clary.
Oh, my goodness. That's a big glass.
And a beer for you, Joe.
Oh, very much.
Right, well, we'd better have a proper toast.
No, don't go making a fuss.
if I could have your attention for a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Now, as you all know, this is a little gathering to say arrivederci to Caroline and me as we embark on our Italian adventure. But before you do that, would you all raise your glasses to our dear old friend Joe Grundy, who is 94 today. Happy birthday, Joe.
Happy birthday, Joe.
I just made a pot of tea.
This is not a social call, Peggy.
You can spare 5 minutes, surely. Do sit down.
Oh, very well. I've been considering what you said this afternoon.
I'm very glad to hear it.
And I've spoken to my lawyer about the lease on the shop.
Your tea.
Thank you. And he reassured me. There was a break clause inserted into the agreement, which means that, despite what you say, I'm perfectly entitled to do as I please.
I see.
And I've already parted with a considerable sum commissioning designers and contractors, not to mention my architect, whose ideas are, I have to say, thrillingly bold, but in my view greatly enhance the village green.
You're surely not planning to alter the façade.
You would hardly expect me to hang on to the shop window.
No, but...
However, Peggy, as you so eloquently reminded me, Daddy was nothing if not a generous and public-spirited man.
He was indeed.
And I like to think he passed those qualities on to me.
He did his best.
So, although it makes no commercial sense whatever, will involve me in a considerable financial loss, I have decided to honour the spirit of the lease.
What?
I will allow the shop to continue.
Really?
It's what Daddy would have wanted.
Oh, Hazel, thank you. Oh, that is wonderful news.
Foolish, really.
Such a magnanimous gesture.
But my portfolio of business is already considerable. I can afford to let this one go.
Jack would be very proud that you have the wisdom and sensitivity to do the right thing. Now, can I tempt you to try one of Chris's delicious ginger biscuits?
Thank you.
You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.